God gave you 100,000 watts of power, but it's up to you to put them to work. This is the John Adams Radio Show. I am so excited. Deanne Golden is here from Prudential Dunwoody office. Okay, but you have—I mean, you've been at corporate. You have been a trainer. You have, and I've seen you in action. They love you in that office.
They're nice people.
Well, I asked Deanne here today because not only is she, I think, the best realtor in Atlanta, but she is in the trenches every day with her agents, talking to buyers, talking to sellers, and working with her agents to help them become more professional. And I have seen her commitment to professionalism. To me, Deanne, this is one of the biggest changes I've seen in the 20-some-odd years I've been a licensee of the Georgia Real Estate Commission. I believe, and you know I've had the opportunity to teach all over this country, I believe Georgia realtors rank among the most educated and most professional realtors anywhere. I know Prudential Georgia has a commitment to that because you and I have talked about it in Dan's program. And by the way, Dan Forsman is going to be joining us. But what I want you to be ready to talk about, and we're going to have to take a break in just a minute. And by the way, we already have a full bank of calls. Matt tells me we just got a call from AT&T Long Lines Division asking that we not give out the number 371-8000 for 404. All right, Mike Roy, our new senior network engineer, please do not give out the number 404-371-8000.
Don't listen, it's wrong.
Okay, 404-3... Mary Dart, don't give out that number. When we come back, I'd like you to talk with me a little bit, before we go to Dan, about challenges that the agents today are facing that maybe I didn't face when I was an active agent at Barton and Ludwig many years ago, and some opportunities that for 2013 and going forward about how agents serve buyers and sellers today. Because you remember, just a few years ago, the predictions were with the internet, we wouldn't need real estate agents.
Right. So we'd be out of business.
Yeah, and so things, I mean, business is better than ever.
That's
for
right.
Prudential Georgia.
That's right, and the internet's given us a whole new way to work smarter and
that's,
help people.
That's what I want to talk about. When we come back after that, I want to talk to Dan, and then we got all these calls here. You're listening to the John Adams Radio Show with Deanne Golden. Dan Forsman will be joining us. The entire A-team is in. This is the best we've ever done. All right, we'll be right back. All right, that's the Beatles, and this is the John Adams Radio Show. Excited to have Deanne Golden with me here in the studio. We've got Dan Forsman we need to get to in a second. But Deanne, talk to me a little bit about the challenges facing agents today. This is a sort of a tough market, and yet your office continues to excel. Your agents are out there listing, selling, working with buyers every day. What are the opportunities? What are the challenges?
Well, John, you know, speaking of the agents that I have the pleasure and privilege of working with, you know, the one thing I can say about them is that they have been committed to evolving and trying to keep up with the changes. And when you and then I, not too long after that, got into the business, you know, we were the gatekeepers of all the information.
And it was secret. I remember it said right on the FMLS book, confidential, not to be used by a non-realtor or something
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. And those books were huge. And yes, by the time we got them, they were already outdated.
Right.
But that was the way information came to us. And we would go to the local boards or the MLS, and we would take our handmade, homemade black and white flyers, and we would talk to other brokers.
That's
and,
right.
You know, the whole, we were the gatekeepers. Today, the consumers, our clients, they're already empowered with all of the information on the internet. They come to us knowing so much. They've not only seen the homes online, had virtual tours, been able to walk through, you know, virtually online, have all the facts, all the data. They've got all the school information. They know about the locale. And so when they come to us, it is now up to us. I love how you say it, that we are now the real estate, you know, transactional engineer.
Yep.
We have to kind of deconstruct all the information in the media hype and bring it back local, because Real estate is so local.
Well, and the other thing, and this strikes me, and I'll be interested in your reaction to it. So many people, I remember working one time with a IBM exec, and it used to be they'd do 5 years in one town, IBM would move them. IBM stood for I've been moved. And that was true. And we knew that in 5 years, if you kept up, you'd get a listing on a real nice house. And of course, this was like his fifth house. He knew more about the transaction than I did. And yet the first thing he did when he hit town was called a real estate professional. That was many years ago. Today, what I'm hearing you say is the buyers start on the internet, but what compels them to call a Prudential office? What compels them to pick one agent?
Well, twofold, John. No matter how high-tech we get, this is still a high-touch business. And the relationships that we are able to build with our friends, family, sphere of influence, past clients, and just the reputation that we build, you know, in the community, I do believe continues to drive business to us. Mm-hmm. Now, from a standpoint of somebody coming from Guam here and searching all over in the fast and quick attention span and hopping from one website to another, you know, we've got to have websites that are sticky, that have relevant content, that have information that can then be pushed to them when they want it so they can be kept abreast of new listings that come up, that have information blogs.
Yes.
Now we have atlscoop.com that keeps the consumer, you know, up to date on what's happening in the market so they can understand prices.
Folks, I hope you're paying attention to this out there, because what Deanne is sharing with you 10 years ago, nobody was doing. And if you're not doing this stuff today, you are losing relevancy as a real estate professional. And those of you that are professionals, those of you that are doing this stuff, you need to be thanking somebody like Deanne Golden for teaching you this stuff. Because this is what keeps real estate agents busy. This is what you get paid a commission for. Is that right?
It is. It is. And it's bringing the buyers and sellers together and making it a seamless transaction. You know, I heard a report not too long ago that said that there are over probably 42 people involved in a real estate transaction.
Wow.
From start to finish.
Wow.
And so our job has become to be that connector. If you've ever read Malcolm Gladwell's book, The Tipping Point.
Yes.
You know, we are that connector, not only connecting buyers and sellers together, connecting them with appraisers and lenders and inspectors and termite professionals and surveyors and the whole gamut
of
people.
And all of this has to happen or the deal doesn't happen. And if the deal doesn't happen, you don't get paid.
As you've said many times before and taught me, we are the ultimate capitalist. You're right.
We are.
We get up unemployed every day as salespeople.
That's not reassuring at all.
But it makes us more committed to ensuring that we do the right thing.
Yeah.
And that's one of our visions at our company is what's the right choice.
Well, speaking of your company, we've got a very special guest on the Newsmaker line, and I'd like to go to him right now. Dan, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, John. How are you today?
I am so excited, and I'm appreciative to take your time. I know you've got a million zillion things going on every day of the week, because that's the kind of guy you are. You've got more plates in the air than anybody I have ever met. How do you do it?
Well, you know what? You just get up every day and go, John. You know, you get up, you do your devotion, you stay focused, you set your goals, and you get after it.
Well, that's my problem. You know, I just spend most of the day in bed. That's, you know, I mostly hardly get out anymore. I'm going downhill, Dan. Hey,
well, brother, you know, you just got to keep on keeping on, man.
Well,
you know, there's so many wonderful things that we can do in society. So, you know, we just got to get up and be servants.
Well, you say that, and yet you have built an organization that has become the envy of real estate professionals, not only in Georgia, but around this country. Prudential Georgia Realty is just, you guys are setting the bar for real estate. And everybody I talk to there says, well, it's Dan. Dan challenges us to do it. Dan makes us do this stuff. And I don't know who's responsible, but I'm afraid the burden falls on you, buddy.
Well, brother, you got to set a vision, set a course, get everyone on a business plan, get them out prospecting, get them helping the public, and transactions just kind of fall into place. You know, we've had the privilege last year of being named number one in the market again and did around 8,600 transactions in 2011. We haven't released our numbers for 2012 yet, obviously, but We've stayed after it. You know, we fought our way through the Great Depression.
Yep.
Through the recession. We're clawing our way back out of it now. In the fourth quarter, John, we had an exceptional fourth quarter. Our agents wrote so much business. You know,
wow.
Sales in the fourth quarter were probably up 25% on unit count over the fourth quarter of last year. And we began to see the average sales price go up. So, you know, consumers who have been struggling through foreclosures, through short sales, through a lot of uncertainty, you know, now see that the light at the end of the tunnel ain't a train. It is real light. Hope is on the way. We saw, you know, a 9.8%, I think, increase year over year in the month of December in average sales price. So Atlanta is on the rebound, John. My agents are doing great. I think clients and customers are doing better. The mortgage industry, goodness gracious, John, have you ever seen rates this low for this long?
It's unbelievable. I as long as Ben Bernanke stays on at the Fed, I think we're going to see these rates. But this can't last. I said this 3 years ago. I remember you and I talked about this, and we both agreed. What a great time to lock in a rate, and yet here we are. 30-year fixed rates, what, DN, 3.5?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
They are unbelievable, John. You know, Atlanta, New York City, and Chicago are the most affordable markets in the country. Our average sales price today is down about 30% from where it was at the peak at the end of 07.
That's
with interest
help.
Rates like these, you know, I was listening to your ad earlier, your 401K is a 101K or a 201K.
Yeah, that's right.
Real estate is a great place to get an awesome cash-on-cash return for your money. And right now, I don't think there's ever been a better time to invest in the market. Unfortunately, you know, inventory's low.
You know, one of the things that I think a lot of people are overlooking right now is it's sort of hard to see the forest for the trees, but the reality is if you buy a house now, put it into rental service, and you're getting a cash-on-cash return of double digits, let's say, which is very doable in this market with these interest rates, and you've got a fixed-rate mortgage for 30 years, when prices come back to where they were before 2006, 2007, and interest rates get up around 6.5 or 7, which is historically where they've been, somewhere between 6 and 8% most of the time. There's not only going to be value in the house itself in terms of equity, but there's also going to be value in that mortgage, because if a competing investor buys the house next door and gets a great deal on it, but he has to pay 8%, and you're locked in at 3.5, or with non-owner occupant 4, 4.25, that's a tremendous boost in terms of your cash flow. Do your investors think about that, or is that something that's largely overlooked?
No, I think our investors think about that. The investment funds have shown up in Atlanta in the last 6 months in a way that, you know, I've never seen.
Yeah.
You know, but when you look on the appreciation and price of home, you look on the low interest rate, but you're also going to get, if you've got a lower interest rate and you buy today, it's going to be easier for you to lease that home, because you're going to be able to price your rental just under the guy who's got a 8 or 9% mortgage.
That's right.
And then get a superior return.
That's right.
Historically. I mean, so, yeah, I mean, you know, investors are thinking about that. They're lining up in Atlanta. You know, that's why our inventory fell below 20,000. We got less than 4 months supply in the market right now, John.
I didn't realize that. That's fantastic.
That
means, I mean, we typically say, don't we, Dan, that equilibrium is about 6 months?
Equilibrium is typically 6 months.
And so that means at this point it's almost a seller's market.
Well, it is if they price their home right. The accountability aspect is the appraisers and the mortgage industry that got burned so bad, you know, at the peak of this thing, and they're resolved to not get burned coming out. So they're doing a lot of diligence as they appraise properties.
I love it when you call it diligence. I have other words for it.
You know, diligence is a good word for it, because they've got a, you know, what is a comparable? Is it the foreclosure down the street? Is it the short sale across the street? Is it a resale?
When Dan, you know? We need to take a short break. When we come back, I want you and Deanne to talk about this diligence that we are seeing by the mortgage lenders and by the appraisers in particular. I don't understand how anybody makes it to the closing table anymore. Let us pay a couple of bills right here, and we'll be right back with Dan Forsman, CEO, president, and owner of Prudential Georgia Realty, and Deanne Golden, broker of the Perimeter North Dunwoody office, right?
You got it. Way to go, John.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. All right, the John Adams Radio Show is back, 49 minutes after the hour. Where did the time go? Dan, we've got just 3 or 4 minutes left, and there's so many other things I want to talk about, but I'd like you and Deanne to just sort of talk for a little bit about what you're seeing, what you're hoping for 2013, and whether or not there's still opportunities for agents or for people who are listening right now who are saying, you know, I might like to consider being a real estate agent, but is this the right time? Dan, take
John,
it away.
John, you know, I think the best time to get into the business is probably today. I mean, you got a spring market coming in, you know, March, April, May, and we expect to see sales grow 7-8% next year. In the last 6 months, we saw the average sales price in the market go up by about 15%. Those two things together are going to drive a pretty good real estate market for Atlanta in 2013. That being said, you know, if you've got a great sphere of influence, you've got a flair for independence, you can do what you know what others promise, you can deliver, answer the phone, follow up, be a good consultant through the sales process. Real estate is an outstanding career opportunity. Deanne is one of the premier trainers and coaches in America, John. She coaches our agents. We do 4 coaching classes a year, and the people who go through that class see their income go up on average about 27%.
Wow.
So we know what happens when people throw their shoulder to the plow and work hard. And, you know, as Deanne talked about, we don't get paid unless there's a closing. So as far as pure capitalism goes, being a realtor is it, brother. Absolutely.
Who was it? Thomas Alva Edison, who said most people don't like success because it looks like hard work and it wears overalls.
Well, it is hard work.
It is hard work.
I mean, if it was easy, anybody could do it, John. And, you know, you got one of the hardest working realtor, broker, manager, trainer, leaders in the industry right there in the studio with you. You know, I'd like to hear what she has to say.
Me too.
She is cream de la cream.
Deanne, you've had so many people that you've trained in this business. For starters, they love you. But more importantly, they've taken the techniques, the suggestions, the ideas you've given them and gone on to such great success in real estate. What do you look for when somebody walks in the door and says, I think I want to sell real estate?
Well, John, you know, what I look for is exactly the criteria of the agents that have survived this difficult market.
Sure.
It's people that have put the blinders on, you know, not listened to the naysayers and gotten up every day and stuck to the basics, done the right things, reaching out and showing people not just what they can sell them, but how they can serve them, how they can help. Understanding, listening to what current situation they're in and being able to, you know, every day get up. If you get a no, I mean, it is still sales. No just means next opportunity. Who's the next person we can serve?
Wow. I think that pretty much says it all, folks. You know, if you approach this business with love in your heart and with the idea of serving your clients, your customers, and your community.
The American dream we're all reaching for
help
them.
I think so.
And that's where the purveyors of it.
I think you're exactly right. Congratulations, Dan Forsman, to you. Deanne Golden, to you. Prudential Georgia, all of my friends there. God bless all of you. And again, I am so proud to be involved with Georgia Realtors, who I believe are among the most highly professional educated anywhere out there. Folks, that's the 3-0 mark for the John Adams Radio Show. And this is John Adams reminding you your financial future is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. Make your choice a good one. So long, everybody.